We are on the air. Show us off your Murray. You start right in the next parak. That's really just the answer of the end of Pesach, of the block of capturing. In the Torah, it says in Parashat Shmini, the end of the Shemona Shvatzim. So let's go through a couple of them. It seems to be a big problem why exactly you hide for them. That we see clearly from our Mishnah that by Shemona Shvatzim, that the din is when you capture Mitzorech, L'kol Adai Sichayiv. So I'll just go through a couple of them. One of the Shemona Shvatzim, the case of a Choymed. A Choymed, the way Rashi explains in which places, and the Mepharshim seem to understand, is a Chalot and a snail. So, if the case is a snail, frankly, where any place is weird, L'chura, it goes very slow. And therefore, since it goes very slow, a snail, it should be Oymer V'nitzot. So, and therefore, why the world, in the end, in fact, our Mishnah says that Shmuel Shuvah should be Chayav Mitzorah. Frankly, the place is the Chagiga and Rashi, how can you take the definition of what's Choymed is a snail? Of course, Oymer V'nitzot, where it goes very slow, and therefore, how can be Chayav for it? And then for that reason, he switches tight to what the word Choymed means. It means something else, not a case of a snail. Now, there is no raya if you hold this case. The place we did not say it's motor, that say it's also the abonim. Mentioned already by the case, things going slow like a turtle. But holding the place to move, it's also the motor. The place we did the raya from the Zam, Zam is raya from the place we did that we see clearly can be chayiv, it's kasher and Rashi. Now, how exactly do you answer Rashi? I'm not sure. The Bais Rashi does say the case of the snail. That's one of the rites they discuss what our chalazim of Manenu is, or why they have three different chalazims, and that's where they're coming from, where our chalazim is what they have now is the case of the chalas. Fine, but Maisa, in terms of it, it cannot be the Maisa our chalazim, because Eimim Nitzot. Had answered Rashi Tzorach Bir. A second case of Shmuel Shvatz in the Torah is the case of a Tzov. Tzov is the case of a, in English, is the case of a turtle. Also, before the S is having that kasha. So, what? It goes very slow. And therefore, a sub, a chalaz is a snail, according to Rashi. A snail is a, goes very, it goes slower than a turtle. It goes extremely, extremely slow. What? My father's back, you have to go, I can cash, no problem. Well, I don't think it's capital of turtles. Rashi, the Torah is kasher and Rashi. Rashi is very clear to snail. The Torah is kasher. If that's so, it's our mission. Our mission is to stay out the way. The question I'll answer Rashi. The case of itself, the oil like touching itself is a turtle. Again, instead of Shlomo Zalman, and you want to capture a turtle on Shabbat, he says it's mutter. Why is it goes slow? It's mutter. And they ask upon him, and they ask upon himself, why the Torah says, well, Shmosh, what's more do that Mishnah? The Echnavid, it's so. And the Torah is not our tzav, it must be two different tzavs. We're talking about a case of a turtle, and that tzav of the Shemar Shvatim is not a case of a turtle. There are those who want to pass him like him. And even those who disagree, either Blyashiv, Chaim Kanievsky, or the Wendel Shabayach, or Vosner, they seem to say it's only an Isidur Abonon, the case of a tzav. They only seem to call Isidur Aiso, and they really seem to be arguing in the Alokhim Tzavay, the Alokhim Tzavay, that's said by a Choyger, someone who's lame, or a Zokin, or a Choyla. These things, even though it says in the Halacha, it's part of a loser. And the Shal is having to understand the reason now Halacha is debased. Is it part of a loser? Is it a bonum? Because that thing lost its freedom. What did every turtle lost its freedom? Or every snail lost its freedom? Is it a bonum? No, that could be a chayger or zakin. But at them, the min is always free. The situation it is. It's Oymer V'nitzot, therefore make it Ester Abonim. But let's say something is always Oymer V'nitzot, maybe it'll be Mutter. That's what Shlomo Zalman says, the case of Mutter. But come not, say the Mahalach of Shlomo Zalman, who won't say it's Mutter. Say the Mahalach of Yashim, the Imam, won't say it's Ester Abonim, but the violence is not Chayim. Therefore the Pashas cannot be our turtles. The Kash of Shlomo Zalman is upon himself, and therefore everyone really is upon himself. Besides for our Mishnah, won't say it's a different case of Tzav. The case in our Mishnah says Shashuotim. Shashuotim is the son of Matsari of Kachayim. And Shlomo Tzarki Fatu. What is Shashuotim? Rashi gives an example. Going to class. A worm. Now, the Shlomo Zalman Isra Meni Ruchim. And Isra Meni Ruchim says class. I'm not exactly sure what Isra Meni Ruchim is. Porsche Rashi. Rav Mishnayis. And El Rav brings on Alok Lamaisa that Talas Yechayiv. Now, who to cash on everybody? Because either you're going to hold a turtle is going to be Mutter, and a snail is going to be Mutter, and class is Chayiv. Or you know, these things are part of water. Before the case of a raya by Choyger as a zot is part of a loser. How do you look at Rashi's class is higher?
Unless it's made
unless Rashi was a Lishitasi old Echlamis Nel's Chayim. Rashi Lishitasi is Aleph. Pam El Rabba Minel Aloch La Maiso. How could El Rabba Paskin?
New one.
And these worms, don't they make silk, these worms?
Sorry?
The worms make silk.
Even they make silk, but it's a mina nitzoy, but it's aina venitzoy. It's already caught, it's slow. These tlas, pashas tlas are slow.
I'm
sorry? I assume if they were to go into the ground, so you also, pash just get them, just scoop them out in one shot.
The earthworms, they can't go into the ground that fast.
And they can go down fast. Also, it's like, unless a standard chord, if it says chayiv, could be Rashi Lishtosa, probably El Rabbi Zinan Alok Maisa, Ben Yerucham Bin Yedan, could be the Ismi Tzalok Shaboy, the big down the Tzalok of Tlas is chayiv, unless we'll say worms, had quick worms, or like you're saying, maybe they bury themselves very quickly in the ground, you can get to them. It's important to Or over here, why exactly the chayiv, according to the case of Ibn Yitzad Kasha. The third case they discussed by Shmona Shuatzim was the second of the Shmona Shuatzim. The second one is the Akbar. An Akbar is a mouse. Now, Amish again saying, according to the Taisvist, that means an Akbar is a mininitzoid. Is the Akbar the mininitzoid or not? So, what's Nafkamina? This guy told me on my Shahaya that. That's according to Kasha. But Maisha, we see clear from the Torah. The Torah is saying, Shmoshuatim, and Amish is saying, Shmoshuatim, Stomli Yatzal Mutzarech Chayiv, because it's mininitzoid. A mice was there was an ish in the house, and the mouse came in. She locked herself in her room and says, "Either me or the mouse. I'm not coming out for Shabbos." Now the question is, can you go capture the mouse? Like, they couldn't exactly chase it out. It wasn't that simple. They wanted it. It was a mice. It happened. Whatever. And they wanted to capture the mouse or not. Capture it. So they got involved. First of all, it's the mice. It's the mouse. We need to eliminate it. So the mice, the mom says, set a trap for mouse and Shabbos is only necessary. Come along with Kiveger. Nisa Kasha, why is that so? Lamaisa, as he says, the Akbar is an Eminitza. If I can keep on the page, the Nushal Narab is an Eminitza. Nizir Shimshin, Nisa Kasha, an Eminitza. So I, Lamaisa, could do the Torah, affect the Avenazer and the Nizir Shimshin. Lamaisa, the Torah says, it's one of the Shmoy Shuatsim, Amish says Chayim. So the Avenazer, so the Nizir Shimshin of Lam Sarachim. The Avenazer, Lamaisa says, what can do? Lamaisa, but Manenu, they don't capture for the Or. So Ken Zayn, but he has changed. So the Maisel, can then the Matthias changed? However, someone told me Yisrael Shlomo Miller, this Maisel, and the Shlomo Miller didn't want to be matured, and Shlomo Miller said, "Look, there's a guy, a Matthias, there's a guy, Kalim." In fact, as well at the end on this Pirush Ali Rabba, discuss over there a Mishnah about if the Matsuda trap is Tamei or Tahor. So the Mishnah says a trap for Chulda is Tamei, and for trap for Akbar is Tahor. Says the guy, you know why? Because for Chulda, it's made to Makabel because you want the Or. Mashengen and Akbar, even though you're going to capture it, it's not made for the Or. So the Goyin says, in the Mishnah, in those days, not to say our days changed. There's a Goyin over here where he says that the Akbar is not made for the Or. Goyin in the Mishnah. Our Mishnah is saying, well, the Shema Shema to be Chayim for it. So Shlomo Miller, if the Mice would do that Mishnah, the Goyin over there, Kasha. So you might say, he's blah with the Kasha, you might say, you want to match this case, and say, Pasha, the Bismanate is not meaning the Or. But Shemati, others want the fact that if the Bismanate is meaning the Or not, because chutz from the Indian, maybe. It's still any mouse going to go. The Nizir Shimshin goes and says with the Ran, it'll be Indian minister. You point that out. But the our mission says Shmuel Shvat Mikhail. Shmuel Shvat Mani the Akbar. Akbar. Fine. The definition of Mina Nitzan means you want the skin. No, come on around, you're talking about being mazik, why are you doing a stam, what are you doing it for? The definition of meaning needs to is you want or. I think I'm going to agree to that aspect.
I think the legs for the
the case is over here, there's a mice and leg for it, no.
It wasn't
my ass, no. I really like leaving my wife reach, I see. So for the Maisa, the Psi Goyin is Enim in Nitzoid, Abish and Maisa Lachor is a case of seems to call me Nimitz. Lachor is a kasha. Now again, say the Messiah's changed like Abnezer seems to point out. Ken Zayim is a name, but Maisa would do Mishas Sorachim. Oh, no, the Messiah's Shemoyim is my name. The first they point out that, first of all, the last scientists capture rats. The big tumult of science is Nichol again making something Nimitzoid. But people more aware that the swarm not seem to know the Messiah's, and where they feed, let's say, snakes. They feed snakes what they eat. They eat akbarim, akras, and therefore they kind of, anyone who has snakes in the house, what do you feed them? So they want those who want to tie the facts, the people who write swarm don't know the facts that the akbarim are mice and minutes. They are mice and minutes. Why? Because anyone who owns, people own snakes from those, and what they trap? They trap for the owner and the boss to feed their snakes.
How many people own the snake?
No, they kind of, first of all, besides all the zoos, they kind of, anyone owns snakes, anyone has pet snakes, that's what they feed them. You go by aquas, and all the stores, go to any store. Another question is where subdividing them centers, I'm not sure, but the swarm does not deal with that. They're discussing scientists. They left out a large chalet who do buy them. You buy aquas, not as pets, you buy them to feed your animals.
You buy hamsters?
No, but aquas are mouse, the rats, don't buy them as pets, rats.
No,
they don't buy that. So the swarm seems to be at this point. They don't seem to deal with the sale of what happened. They're mice and they're they eat snakes. And maybe they can have an get a mini inside. And maybe we'll add to why the Chayodim says it is a mini inside of Kivegas. And so it's not a mini inside. A whole Kivegas was Chayodim live in the same generation. Maybe one knew more than the other. It's not clear. So far, the mice, the Shemoyah Shuotim, the Chorah, the Kasha, and three of them. The case of Chaymed. The mice are going to rush the case of snail, effect first to it, Oimim Nitzad. The case of a tzav, if you understand it, means that apparently the cash records Oimim Nitzad. The case of an achbar, you have to know why it is Mina Nitzad. Again, all these three things are coming from our mission, all pointing at my mission. Before you have a problem, it sounds like from our mission, the case of the Reiso. Sorry?
Yeah,
I'm
kidding.
Yeah, someone just said, yeah. The Mishnah comes along, when it said after Shemuel Shuatzim, it said by the case of Shemuel Shuatzim, the Mishnah is not Machalik, whether it's Litzarech or Shalitzarech. Ashkin is safer, and it brings down the Shah Shuatzim, it's Machalik, whether the case is Litzarech or Shalom Litzarech. The case of Litzarech will be Chayav, and Shalom Litzarech will be Potter. It's already mentioned that the Machalik is here, what's Peshad over here, Machalik is Rashi in Tosfos. Rashi understands by the case of Minin Nitzoid, that whether it's Litzarech or Shalom Litzarech, you'll be Chayav, whether it's Litzarech or not, it is Chayav. Now the kasha that is the ma'aser, why is the fact that someone's been meaning to shloim the tzorich the ma'aser bichayv shloim the tzorich the mochosh in tzuchel gupo why a chayv for it should be potter. The Tosfos read on Kuvzano Beis says like Rashi explains Rashi says the whole reason why the mochosh in tzuchel gupo is potter is due to the mochosh machshavas so an achshavay. Here the fact that people want the death to be meaning nitzod. I can give it a gedda of locha tzrich legufoy, the fact that people want to be machshiv in another way. So since the whole hetem locha in tzrich legufoy mitzanach som locha shevet, I can be machshiv in another way. I'm going to be machshiv it. I'm going to be machshiv the fact that the min be'etem is a min anitzoid. That's how Rashi understands. Come along Tosfos, and he disagrees. He asks this kasha, l'maisa locha in tzrich legufoy, all over his pot of losser. And therefore, come along Tosfos and the Rishonim and say, it really depends. If a mina nitzoid, then the tzorech be chayv, shloim the tzorech be potter, according to Bishimon, locha shen tzich legufoy. However, shloim a mina nitzoid, bein le tzorech, bein shloim le tzorech, the locha is or be potter.
How does Rashi learn
locha shen bayin? We'll get to Rashi in Machlokes. So, according to Tosfos, it comes out, shloim a mina nitzoid, even le tzorech, you'll be potter. Now what's the vart of Yoshi's side? Avnei explains his side, that the etzem of all malachas, lamentas malachas, I don't know if you can argue, but the Lamentas Malachas, the person wants to say that the Mitzis is the Guva Dover, the Chefsa changes. By Bishul, the food changes. By Zoya, the food, the Guva Dover changes. By Baita, the Guva Dover changes. Here by Tzot, the Kavanah of Avinazin said the Chefsa doesn't change. What's the Chalik? The Gavra got something. It's not the Gavra. If it's inside the Gavra, then the Gavra has something that's unique to that, so you can get from this Choshev to it. So he says, since the whole Indian to Mechayiv you over here is inside the Gavra, has to be got something, it has to be Choshev to you. If it's a Minche, any Nitzod, even though you want a Tzorech, but Etim, they get something, but Etim is Choshev, not inside the Gavra, the Cheshivas over here, they come along to Avinez and say, that's the third way Tosfos holds your Potter. Maestro, we have Machlokes over here, Rashi and Tosfos. It was very clear that the Rishonim went like Tosfos, and the Pesach was very clear, also, Allah, but we went like Tosfos.
That means saying, there's not much
sugar that he wants it, but since there's a chesaron over here, that usually the yisayda of mumlocha is that there's a change in the chetzah, and over here there isn't, it has to be a chesiv that's inside the gavra, not just him personally, but in gavra in the totality. No, that's not how it says it. I hear what you're saying, but that's not how it says it. Now, the Maaseh, what's the Maaseh of Rashi? The Maaseh of Rashi is very simple. The Mishnah says that a case of Shmoyah Shvashim is it's not Mechabatim L'Tzarech, Shol L'Tzarech, He Chayiv. According to Tosfos, he really points out, L'Chorah by Shmoyah Shvashim, Shol L'Tzarech, even the Reisha, Shol L'Tzarech, could be Potter. So Tosfos really has a kasha upon himself, he is upon himself, why in the world, in the Reisha, they say, it's not Mechabatim L'Tzarech, Shol L'Tzarech, it's not true, in the Reisha, Shmoyah Shvashim, Shol L'Tzarech, could be Potter. So Rashi's Givaldik, very simple, there is no Chilek, whether Tzarech, Shol L'Tzarech, case of meaning, so you'll be high. If a coin tosfos, yes, the cash. And he points out the nafkmina is what's the stam. By shmona shuatzim, the stam is the tzarech, and the mashkin shar shuatzim, the stam is shlo the tzarech. Stam is not meaning, and therefore shlo the tzarech. Now it does come out. What is shar shuatzim? Is shar shuatzim meaning to the ainu meaning to it? For example, Rashi's case of nachash is a meaning to the ainu meaning to it. Come out, machlokes Rashi tosfos shat in the mishnah. What is a nachash? Rashi is going to say that a case of a nachash is not mini nitzod. Therefore, by the tzarech b'chayiv, shlo tzarech b'potter. According to Tosfos, a nachash is mini nitzod. And therefore, tzarech b'chayiv and shlo tzarech b'potter. So that means it comes out all shah shuotim. The Rashi example of nachash, the Gemara's example of nachash, it comes up shah in the Mishnah, the machlokes, what is a nachash? Is a nachash, is that mini nitzod? Any mini nitzod? According to Rashi, it has to be any mini nitzod. According to Tosfos, it's mini nitzod. Now you have to know what these machlokes is. Moshach, is it or isn't it? Maybe you look at percentages different, maybe you look at what the tzarech is a little bit different. But it comes out of machlokes, what are numerous cases? Are there shlo tzarech, or are they meaning to the not? No, Prima, we're going to point this out. Mishavu brings it down, Mishavu comes out and says, won't we pass like Tosfos? We say the case over here is meaning to it. There is a third malach, mentioned also already a week ago, that according to the way how the Magavram, the feed the Prima Golem, understands Pesha and the Rambam. We have a kash, the Rambam. The Rambam says that it's not nochosh. The loch is going to be potter. Now, if it's going to case not for a fool, but a case for it shouldn't damage you. The cash is the ma'asing. Moses says, depends upon the sugya, m'locha she'en tzrich l'gufoi. Yama holds m'locha she'en tzrich l'gufoi is chayiv. So the way how the Prim Gondom understands Pshat and the Rambam and the Rav Mishnayis is that by case of mini nitzoid, whether l'tzarech shlo l'tzarech is chayiv. A case of shloiv mini nitzoid, l'tzarech yubi chayiv, shlo l'tzarech be potter. Now those are the same words of Rashi, except there's yimangin naftamim between Rashi and the Rambam. Rashi is saying, of Shimon. And the Rambam is saying is Rabbi Yehuda. The Rambam is saying even Rabbi Yehuda, by the case of when min she'ein nitzoid, when shloi the tzarech could be potter, could be potter. And therefore, by the case of a nachash, the Rambam is saying the case of a nachash ein min nitzoid, like Rashi, how he could also say shloi the tzarech could be potter. Now, what's the svar for the ma'aseh holds nachash she'ein tzrich l'guf for his chayiv? What's the svar behind the l'chud? The svar is that according to the Rambam, even though Rabbi Yehuda holds nachash she'ein tzrich l'guf for his chayiv, says Rashi nachlam alchem abeis, you have to makshiv it a mokmacher. A chayif of guma may not have a foray. Guma digs a bar and it only needs an offer. Not the pshat, the Rabbi Yehuda holds, you don't need a malach makhsheves. You need a malach makhsheves, but where do you get it? You get somewhere else. The fact that the offer that gives you a malach makhsheves. Even though you don't need the guma, you need the offer that gives you a malach makhsheves. But you need a malach makhsheves. Over here, when you have a double negative against you, you have two things not with the pshivas, can then even be Yehuda agrees to the side? First of all, it's not choshe. Why is not choshe mitzad the min shabai? Why you better yourself don't want it? Mitzad the min is not good. Mitzad the gav is not good. Now the gav and not the chetzo takes away the malach shavus, and that can be the side of the Rambam. Why hold you be a potter in this case, and therefore mokum hazik lo gozu, mokum tzad lo gozu. It's not enough when the min is no mile be'ik mitzad him, and no mile mitzad. There's a double chesaron over here. That's true, but over here there's a chesaron b'etzem min. No, again, the gubah chayfitz no b'etzem change in the gubah davar. But so you put the two things together. Now, the ma'aseh from Gondom does end up, of course, not mashma that way in the Rambam. The Rambam sounds like any min said in all cases, whether the tzarech is loyal or the tzarech is potter. The Rambam doesn't say this thing. But the ma'aseh, the way from Gondom stands pshan among our Ram, is that if it's mentioned any tzarech, it'll be chayv according to the Rabbi Yehuda. Those are the Malcolm, Lamaisa Aloha, and they clearly place in the like Tosavis. And the Aloha is that Min Anitsa Litzerich Bichayev Shalitzerich Bipotter, Min that's not the death be Tzod, the Aloha is even Litzerich you'll be Potter. Now, what is the difference between the Mishnah, the Reisha says, Shmona Suatzim, where the Tzerich Shalitzerich you'll be Chayev, Mashenki, Mashah Suatzim is Machavitin Litzerich Shalitzerich. So the way Rashi said the chilik is that by meaning nitzar the tzarich l'tzarich he always chayiv. That's the case in the ratio. And Tosafot understands that echam this dam is you can be chayiv for dam is by the shmoyin shvatim l'tzarich, and otherwise if not the otherwise shas shvatim is dam b'shlo l'tzarich. Now, what is it over here that you why is that the dam? What's the reason for that dam? Tosafot saying very clearly the dam is that by shmoyin shvatim is going to be l'tzarich. So, seems to be my colleagues showing them the way Taisa understands is it's very good explanation. Hamshach the Mishnah. Stam if by case Shmoy Shvatim the Tzarech, why? Because you want the Or. Stam is you want the Or. The Shmoy Shvatim have Or. You want the Or. You want the Bals. You want the Or. And therefore, with Stam, you do the Tzarech. That's how the Mishnah Brua brings out from Taisa that Stam is the Tzarech. Why you want the Or? I've said the way how the Ran, by Shem brings out the Ramban, other Rishonim go, is that Shash Shvatim Stamo. Since the dark and lahazik, mustam we're doing the shloim l'tzarech. We're doing the other way. Tosafot says stam is what we're doing for the arv. Therefore, stam is a tzarech. The Ran says, forget stam is what by shashvotim shloim l'tzarech a dark and lahazik. Dark and lahazik. That's how the Magavam brings it down. And therefore, it's machlik. It's what the yisaid over here is, and the bialach really has kashes on this Ran. But there seems to be what's the vart in stam? Is the vart in stam that ba'etzem stam wants the arv like Tosafot? What Stam forget is by Shas Shvatim don't want to be Mazik. Taisa says according to him it's very good to have Shem the Mishnah. It's also in the case of Tzedek to Chavala. Tzedek the Holy Side is who want the Or. Chavala means the Or Shavoy. According to the Ran, it's not exactly clear why exactly the Hemshach of the Mishnah of Chavala. What does Chavala have to do in the middle of the Sugya of Tzedek? Well, that's my Taisa said that's his Hemshach. That's going to be my cloak. It's why is the Stam over here is Litzarev by Shmon Shvatim inside the Or or Shas Shvatim inside the Hezek. Now, once the Mishnah is Mamshech in the case of Chavala, what is the Isser of Chavala? So it's very clear among the Rishonim that the three separate Yisum that are discussing, and the Bialacha bringing it down, three different Yisum discussing what the Isser of Chavala. Come along Rashi, and the Achul very clear, and over here he brings it down, and Tosafot of Ayin Hei. They discuss the Inam of Chavala, what is the Malacha we're discussing over here? The Malacha is the Tilus Neshama. Malikatla, Kuloi, Malikatla, Palgo. The Malacha is Yo'ivin Isser Tilus Neshama. Why is being down the passing in the Vav, the Damo and Nefesh, and therefore since when you injure a person, blood comes out, and blood has a chiddush of giving a gedder of chiyas, therefore every time you injure a person, you even the Issim Tilus Hashama. Now, what is the chilik? Once you say the Issim Tilus Hashama, what is the chilik between Shmona Shvatim and Shash Shvatim? See, also, the Rishonim are very clear to Machalikis, and the Sharifim points out, Machalikis Rishonim, what the chilik is mitzad Chavala Shavai. The way how the Mishnah Brua brings out from the Rambam is by the case of Shas Shvatim, since they have no Or, therefore, even though Dam does come out, but the Mice will be Chayzer back inside, Masha Enke by Shmona Shvatim won't be Chayzer. The way how the Rambam Beis Yosef says that since the Or is a strong Or, to injure a Shmona Shvatim, you have to smash it hard to do the real Chavala, therefore, really came out. Masha Enke by Shas Shvatim. Therefore, when you hit it, it comes out a little bit, there's no real Chavalah going on over here, no real Chavalah, therefore you're not even, it's mitzad Chavalah. So my colleague is the Ran versus the Rambam. Beis Yosef brings down the Ran, Mishnah Brua says, no, the Ik is the Rambam. The Sharitzin, he points out the Machlok is, what you say over here, of the in of the Or, what's the mind of mitzad Chavalah Shavai? Is the Yisrael, there's no Chavalah going on, or there is a Chavalah, but being Chayser? The way the Ran is understanding, there is no Chavalah going on over here. Why? Because Meister, you hit it, goes in and out, there's no real injury going on over here. Therefore, for that reason, not by Shash, you're being potter. The way how the Rambam, Mishru brings down, there is a Chavalah. The dam goes out, but Meister, dams go back in, dam Nefesh goes back in, no problem. Well, that's my colleague, it's what the Yisrael in the Tilus Neshama is. Now, the Chavalah, why there's a big Kashu, we have stam, one of Svar, one of Shat, is the Indian we're saying in the Tilus Neshama, that's clear how the Mishru and Magavam says it's very poised, and that's how we're asking. But one of the first in Svar, we say dam or Nefesh, to give the person Chiyas. Meister, you prick a person's finger and a master of dam comes out. You even listen to the rest until Shishama. As far as I know, no one lives a second less. You don't live a second less. It's a humongous chiddush to take the pasuk tamu and nefesh in the case of committing suicide or eating it or eating dam, nichel the gedda of zil shoshomer in the Torah of shechita, is a told of words of Rashi told of shechita. I understand the block is a person chiyus, fine, but to say yoiva is a told of shechita, it's a stretch, and that's partially what the Rambam argues. What they mean, that's partially for the Rambam. Where in the world to say this nichel the gedda of zil shoshomer? Without a even though Hashem is my mocking for the pasuk and shmi and pasuk and form, that's a, you're my mocking to stand. It's nichol the gedel tells us shchito. It's an awesome chiddush. What? By shchito it is fine, but when you by chavala, to say by chavala, it's not a gemara. This is the case of chavala. You injure a person, you prick a person. Shchito vada damo nefesh. Guy dies. The animal dies. Vada damo nefesh. Vada zil shama. Fine, but damo and nefesh when it has nefesh to it, but to say this nichol tolda v'shchito, it's a stretch. I mean, none of us would have said that. Anyone would have said it, we would have laughed at you. We shouldn't have said it, but it's a stretch, a big stretch. Of course, that's where the Rambam argues. Oh yeah, also different levels of dam. Also, in Pshan, the Mishnah, according to the Ram, according to this Malach until the Shomla, it's very strange. The side growth Malach of the Ram, according to the Ram, there's no Chavol. The Mishnah is saying what? By Shemona Shuatzim by Chavolei Chayiv, Shad Shuatzim by Chavolei Potter. According to the Ram, Shad Shuatzim by Chavolei Potter, it's not true. Chavolei Chayiv, except there's no Chavolei going on over here. The words, it's not emes in the Mishnah. According to the Ram, what happened? If you smash it, down comes out and it's out of the body. Your body Chayiv Chavolei. Just when you hit it, it goes in, it comes out, it's not real Chavolei. So it says Chavolei Potter. It's not true. Chavolei Chayiv. This is not Chavolei. And even according to the way of the Mishnah from the Rambam is that it goes in and out. Also, that's the Chavolei Chayiv. Except what happens? You never lost the dam. Maybe after you smash it, it comes out. The Chavolei Chayiv for damu anefesh. She archayiv Chavolei. Just in this case, it happens to be congeals underneath and goes back. Therefore, this specific case, you want me chayiv inside Chavolei Shavoyim. But say Chavolei Potter Shash Yotzim. It's a stretch in the words of the Mishnah. So Pshan, the Mishnah is a stretch. Inside the Svar Shavoyim is a stretch. The Ma'aseh is called among the Pesukim we shine him. We do Pesukim this way. That's the Chor, the Kasha we had to ask on this Malach. The other two Malachim, the Chor, don't have these Kashas. The second Malach is how the Rashi brings down. And how Bikkud Ushanim agree, just they say it's Achvishim Tzaveyah. Also, even if it's Tzaveyah, that means when you have the Ur, the blood comes out and stains the skin. The skin. Since it stains the Ur, it's Mitzad Tzaveyah. And when it does not have Ur, you're not Ur, it's Mitzad Tzaveyah. That means Afis takes care of all the Kashas. When you have no Ur, there's no Tzaveyah. All cases, all Shema is Shash Shuatim. Not like until the Shema, it really is Chavolo, just in the specific case, no Chavolo. That's in my case of Tzveya, there's no Or, there's no Tzveya. That's how Rashi is very good, where they say, or the Rishonim agreed to the Yisrael, the Ach Mishim Tzveya.
Why?
Is
Tzveya
not the Bosnia? Either it sounds like it doesn't stay there, it doesn't absorb there, it doesn't change the color there, or it's not miskaim at all. What?
Why would you want Tzveya on Shema?
You get involved with Shikhu Gufa, not Shikhu, what's the Tariq for it? Fine. But the Sayyid Shabbat Yisrael applies. The Sayyid applies. The third understanding of what the Issel Vier by the case of Chavola is the Rambam's Mahalach, inside Mepharik. Mepharik is you have something and you crush it and take out the inside, the juice comes out the outside. You have an orange, you smash it, the juice comes out. So the Mepharik, according to the Machlokes, is what the Mepharik is a told of what? Put the 60 lachas in place in this class. We pass the Mepharik is a told of dosh. Of dosh, why? Because if you take the kernels, you crush it, take the thing out, and if you even isn't mitzad dosh. So here what happens, says the Rambam, is very good. If you have R over there, and therefore the dam is mikva chaburo, and therefore you even isn't mitzad dosh. Asher enkin, the dam is mifka pocket. Therefore, for example, let's say you have a room with water inside. You open up the door, when it let out, not even the water out, not the ismi tzadosh, just blocking it. Mashing was absorbed inside something, you crush, you even the ismi tzadosh. Therefore, by the animals that have skin, it comes out from its seizures, that there is it's chabur mikhpah, it's absorbed inside, you're breaking it, it comes out, you even the ismi of paparik, dosh. Mashkim has no skin, the Matthias seems to be that there, when it comes back, this dam mitka pocket, it's just being blocked, and now you're letting it out. Now, there are certain cases that's not clear what exactly the Matthias is in the animals. Everyone knows the Gemara Ksubas, Afheim, and Veiz, but that discusses what is dam psulim? Is dam psulim mitka pocket or mitka chabura? Is the Issim mitzadosh, not nichel the Issim mitzadosh? But the Klal Shema, the Rambam is saying that by Shai Shuotzim, is not nichol dosh. Masha English Shmona Shuotzim is nichol geder dosh. The halacha is very clear. that we paskin til shishamo. The bialocha being done af mishum tzveya, and it sounds like we also be choshim tzadosh. The choshim also choshim for the Rambam, but the ik is until shishamo. What's the nachminas between the different reasons? One case says the bialocha being done for bimim godim. Let's say it's dead already, and then you take out the dam. It's a dam or nefesh until shishamo no shachis is dead. It's out the reason of mafarik. So mafarik is whether it's alive, whether it's dead. This is a vadiyah even as mitzah mafarik shvoy. Sounds like Mishpul is being choshed. Even Achamisi, you cannot take a blood out of an animal with Tzad Mepharik. It's told of Dosh. The second Achamina that the Mishpul discusses is blood out of the kingdom. No one's coming to take the blood out. I have to know there's blood there. We can check. The second Achamina in the Pesach discuss is a shear. If the shear is damo nefesh, even a mashu damo nefesh, if the shear is mefarik, is a told of dosh, the shear of dosh, says Rambam, is a get of gregorous. And therefore the shear will be a shear of a gregorous. So there comes out over here, the inil of the Rambam will be a kulo. So it comes out, mitzad misa, the Rambam will be a chumro, mitzad inil of the shear shabbat, the Rambam will be a kulo. Damo nefesh, the Mishpul says, even a mashu. That's a killer. Obviously, we're not going on killing over here. Again, the fact that we're not going to about killing. A third nafkamina Mishabur discusses what you need the tzarech for. Example, he said, let's say you do a kosas dam to a person. You want to take the blood out, why you want to heal him? So what's the halacha in that case? According to the Rambam, you need a tzarech, the dam is with fire. You don't need the dam over here, therefore the case will be more people chai mitzad chavala. Mitzad, the halacha mitzil shoshama, and my say, didn't tzil shoshama, there's tzarech in the guva odom. He chai mitzad mitzil shoshama. According to Rashi, el tzveya, it depends. You want to tzveya the guva, don't want to tzveya the guva. Well, the ma'aseh depends what the tzarech is. So it comes out according to the reasons the nafkaminas are these basically these two different nafkaminas. No, shchita is a real misa. Tzil shama. Yeah, vada until shama is the one down to the halacha. This is the case of chavala. Chavala. Talking about chavala over here, not tzil shama. Chavala. It's a chiddush to say never tzil shama. He says mafarik. What are we doing tzil shama? Now. The case of here, when you need the dam, some mishmur that brings out how do we pass him? By the case of kilkul papur, we had a machlokes gemara daf kavov manal kilkul papur is chayv potter. So mishmur here is very clear that he paskins like Rabbi Yochanan that says need to be chayv al kilkul need tzarich lekalbo tzarich lefari. Very clear that's he paskins my mokum is Rambam. Rabbi Yochanan paskins in pavur. We learn the sugya point out that my mokum is very strange. My mokum lemaisa is very clear. He paskins tzarich lekalbo tzarich lefari. Just enough means halach mitzad chavala is first of all the person point out very simple. That first of all, you can pick any scab and make blood come out. Even if it's the time to show, you have to be very careful about that. The second case, the person we're discussing based upon the Gemara Ksubis, so what about Dam Masul and Kabbalah the first time on Friday night? The halacha is very clear. The Gemara does Zainam and Alpha, and the Ksubis says you're allowed to. Why the Gemara says, we pass him Dam is Mifka Pocket. Therefore, it comes out according to all reasons. Mifka Pocket, therefore, it's not a case of Chavalah. Therefore, it won't be a case of Mepharik. It's not a case of Dil Shoshama. And the only thing is that Tzveya, the Pashan don't want Tzveya over here, it's not looking to get a Tzveya, so all we assume don't apply. Now, it's more time Aloha, we pass like this in Mechab and Simon and Rishitai and Nevin Ezra, twice being down, they're allowed to bowl of Psul and Kilo B'Shabbos. And even though those are on the Fakhbik, the Taz says, Machma, who mean a Matmiyim? Anyone's Machma is a Tmiyah, and Mishmu and Jalal Aloha Maisa, the Vada, when a Machma Vada is Mutal and Hatchilo. Another case that's called Aloha Maisa negated to this, is let's say a person when he eats things, he makes his teeth bleed. Is that Nichol is Mitzan Tzias Hashama? The Archa Shabbos over here by us, if I saw it being down at the end, this Kasha. And he sounds like he's Noitel Hachman in his Aura, because Maisi says it's true, it's Enemus Kavim, it's a Gratial and Nichol with the Kilkul, the Maisa, we were Machma by case of eating cake, and all in it to do our bones, being down the Chazish and Mephakim upon it, says we're going to be Machma. It sounds like he wants to be Machma. Now, the Maisa, there are two reasons why we make it. One is the Lena Shabbat has a Shuva about Nitainis, true. The case of cake. How the Mishabur says you're allowed to eat it. Why are you allowed to eat it? Because they're a chaynik. So the Mishabur that says you're allowed to do it. I eat bacon ice. So what? It's a nichol get of oynik. The tenant is. It does not argue. As far as I know, it does not argue. So we might say before the Mishabur that says derech oynik, we might say that for Shabbos himself, paski derech oynik, the mutter like the Mishabur. So therefore, the Maisa, just like you eat a cookie, derech oynig, by two drapponins, nichol here also before, you can eat an apple, I can make your gums bleed, your teeth bleed, so on, nichol get of oynig. Also, a second story, which you mentioned last time, is that the Vaza wanted to sign Taina, something to do with Pula's head to a gila, just walking the street once the Issa. That's what you do, that's what you do. As far as I know, walking the street, we eat, that's what we do, that's what we do. Now, again, where do you take that level? Where do you, how do you stand this get of the set of a vod that says vada mulchad chilo? I'm not sure, but the mice eating, I think, is in full set to regilo nichol in the get of walking. Just as I'll bring maybe a kasha or a right to this, is that mice, so people eat cholent on Shabbos, and that cholent is on gush, and can even put on your tongue sometimes. Now, we all have saliva in our mouth, and before we're cooking our saliva. I never heard anyone say you can't eat hot cholent. You're all laughing, but yeah, go ahead, why not? I mean, personally, this girl's hacking for Malachon Chamutzim next to your Shami Kugel, or for the Americans. How are you going to put the chill next to your coleslaw? Fine. No, I said, no, I'll you want to ask her, why? Because you're cooking your coleslaw, you're cooking Malachon Chamutzim. So fine, so we like making fun of the Israelis, having fun. But mice, we have the same cash, and there are a lot of places on Makwar. Mishlom Bazama comes along with a bunch of Zuk and TV Maker, but they discuss the Shiloh. So what is the difference between your chill next to your coleslaw and chill inside your mouth? You also have slime. There's no bishop, obviously, it's saliva. Your saliva is not, no. It's not, yes. We, no. No. You burn your tongue? No, that's right. No. Your saliva is not yatsa lettuce.
Not that one. The word that's
not yatsa lettuce.
What?
Never yatsa lettuce. No, never 113 Fahrenheit. Oh, something else. We'll get to that. I'll stick you there. But my Elamai, you tell me, what's a simple teretz? It's full of heterogilos. It's a vozna. We eat, that's what we do. If we eat, that's what we do. We'll probably be the same inside. If we have white light, you apple, make it deep bleed. Because we eat, that's what we do. Otherwise, if you do not want to be sent upon this hat, you don't go like the Arkha Shabbos and say, you only had to put a full of heterogilos. You have to use the Arkha Shabbos. I can eat hot cholent. Not sure. Fine. Another sugya that's interesting that's brought down over here, we have our sugya here of our same kibbutzareim. That the oil is like the butter. Sugya over here and the Gemara Sugya in Chulin, and over there discussing the four different shitas. What's been the same with Bitzurayim by the Shmuel Shrotzim, is by the 8 Shrotzim, the 5 Shrotzim, 4 Shrotzim, 3 Shrotzim, to Machloikis. Now, the mission over there is Moisif, that not only are the same with Bitzurayim by the Shmuel Shrotzim, the mission over there is Moisif, who in the case of Otam. Otam is also Nichol Osem Kibbutzurayim. What's been the same with Bitzurayim? They get to what? So the Rambam explains, Silent in Tumma, Silent in Achilo. But then Achila also the same Gerda of Hosein Kibbutzareim. Therefore, what's Nafkamina in the Gerda to us is that there's a Shaila among the Rishonim, a Chalik Sikhtim, the Rishonim among the Rishonim, to let eat a person. Let eat a person. That means see an arm on the floor, can you pick it up and eat it? So the Rosh says, yeah, fine. Machalik Rishonim, the Avant says no problem. You like over to a guy's arm and eat it, fine. Machalik Rishonim, you're allowed to or not. But the Maestro, we pass him like the Maestro, the Rabbim says, Nichol Isser in the Apostolic and Shemini, it's always a fire, Shatoiklu. They cannot eat a person, or even Isra Asay. So Asay, the rice eating a person. Now that's the Rambam Shita, and because the Rishonim go this way, and the Ramal, the Maestro, pass this way in the. The Pasuk, the Locha is, and we're in the Odeya, that we're eating a person, or even Isra Asay, so it's always a Chaya Shatoiklu. Now, why exactly the word Chaya? Because there's the embracious, a person called the Chaya, so a person calls you a Chaya, it's a Pasuk in the Torah, it's a Rambam. We are the Maestro Chaya, not Chaya Roz, but Chaya. Fine, so Maestro, we pass in eating a person, Isra Asay. Like the Rambam. Based upon this, they discuss different cases. For example, there's an insecure by the Shoinim, can you eat the Earl of a Tinnik? It seems to be a school of eating the Earl of a Tinnik. Fine, we'll leave that to the side. The Svadim get involved with that, and they seem to want to do it. But they get involved also, just like you're discussing, like you're saying about eating the Cholent on Shabbos, that Maisa, you're getting saliva, you're cooking the saliva. So, Chor, you have another problem. If a person you cannot eat, if you had Chazer touching your steak, its bleed is coming out of your Chazer, your steak, you won't eat the steak. So the Maisa, if you have cholent in your mouth that's hot, the Maisa, you're in the Siddur Aisa, and the bleas of you are going into your cholent, so I can eat your cholent, or you have your hot coffee, you're doing Vasa B'chalav in your coffee. Why these are kashya? Yes, and I get that. So you have to learn Vasa B'chalav for that. Why exactly are you cholent? It's how your bleas coming out of yourself, and you think it's a funny kashya. Therefore, for this reason, the Maisa must go to this typler and chul and say, hey, by the way, he had an answer on all the sheetas. Why exactly are you eat something that's hot? Maisa chai being poilet. And those who want to argue this halach, will find different svaras about it. That's not the gate to us. The gate to us is the sugi of Oyestein Kibbutzareim. That means it comes out eating a person, mice, or even Issa Deraiso. Now, if that's so, the Mishnah saying Oyestein Kibbutzareim by a person, that means you have cuticles, let's say skin, and you eat it and you swallow it. Then those more time, based upon this Rambam, you're even Issa Deraiso. Therefore, the Akhi Yosef Chai Levi says, we have a Rambam, says, eating your skin, you're even Issa Deraiso. Hosh Issa Deraiso. Now, again, those who want to argue, it's fine. But the mice, we want, certainly the B'nai Ashkenaz, who are eating Issa Deraiso. Now, what about, do you have to be careful not to bite your skin? So the interesting Ben Ishchai, he writes only that, it'll be zor not to bite your skin, because it might be left inside your mouth and swallow it. And they do point out the Ben Ishchai is a which he be ikka holds, the loch is like those Yishayim, hold that etzim eating a person might even be mutter. And still he says you cannot bite your skin. Well, you might end up swallowing it. The koshkin of Bnei Ashkenaz, which guy of the Kavach Chaim says, it's chumah ba'alma, what right do you finish right to say this? But certainly us, the Bnei Ashkenaz, the chur, to bite your skin, you lead into bayah, you might swallow it, you're swallowing an isidir isa. I can tell me it's not where the chilo, so I heard a melter once say that maisa, if you have a dry piece of skin from your chicken over here, people like to eat it. So that's it's really a chilo, just because you know it's a person you won't eat it. Otherwise, it will be a chicken. Ruah might be Royal Achila also, by Oifus is Royal Achila, and Mice is Royal Achila, people do swallow it.
Dandruff,
you want to, if you hear with dandruff on it, Mice eating here, the Rajba says, anyways, you like to hear people chewing the payas, you know? No, it's not the Siachis, and it's Kavin, no. I'm not sure about that. So come out the Kavach Chaim says, first of all, you should be careful not to eat your skin, not chew your skin, even if you want to spit out, you might swallow it. But Oid ends off the Kavach Chaim, also you have to be careful, because you come regal to do it on Shabbos, and even this mitzad goes in the Shabbat. Even during the week, he says, you're going to do it two reasons. One mitzad is swallowing your skin. One is mitzad, you're going to end up doing it on Shabbos, mitzad to make you regal, there will be also. Now that's mitzad the cuticle. What about on your lips? You have dry skin, are you allowed to eat it or not? You say, or same can be serenity. The Mechaim Kanievsky in the Sefer Torah Psicho, he says, Nichol Negedah Beis HaStarim, and therefore, just like in the Beis HaStarim, he says, by Dam is Mutter, he also wants to say it's Mutter. Now, what that means, sort of fear, because the end of Dam is in the Rabbonon, and Beis HaStarim is not Mitzad Ma'as Ayin, and over here is Mitzad Isidir Eis, so I have no idea what it means. But, oh, that's seen on the Dorla Mashko, the Yisim Chaim, on the skin in your lips, he says, totally Zor. So I'm not exactly what to do with that, sort of fear. But, what? Maisa, the Dalai Mashku also earlier brings down, he says that a person has to be careful not to bite your nails, swallow it, even if the rice of biting your nails. And he quotes it from the Benish Chai. Now, the truth is, you know, the Sugar are same Kibbisraim, not Tziporim Kibbisraim, and Maisa, even the Chazit Tzipor, if it's a hard Tzipor, a lot of swallows, no, isn't the rice of eating the Chazit's nail, who would in the person. Now, the fact that he's quoting Benish Chai, Dalai Mashku is making a mistake. He's looking for the Benish Chai discussing Sat Goizes, not Mitzad swallowing and eating it. Or it's talking about the enemy mitzad or not mitzad the tzipunayim. Look at the Benish Chai about the or not tzipunayim. But the Maaseh mitzad swang or saying give us a reim. Chur was not mean to get us. The chur you have to be careful not to eat your skin because you chur even this deraisa. Whole focus on the cuticles, the lips, up your svar should be also. I'm not sure what the chayim one place means. Now also here in Tzivchas we bring down the enemy lochosh in tzuch legufay. There's machlokes of Yehuda and Shimon. Over here is where we see how clearly we pass in the Mishavua says from Eli Rav and the going here. And the end of the Sif, he brings down the locha is very poisk and pass in the day. We're showing the potter mechatas. With the Mayamoch and Eli Rav and the going that we pass in locha shein tzik rufay is potter of a lotzer. I just have a very schwer time to swing the Mishavua. He says, very poisk and pass in the day. We're showing the potter mechatas. Why in Mishum to be inim lach machsheves for otzim midrabonon? Because we need malach machsheves. Until now, I kept saying even if Huda needs Malach Machsheves, except get Malach Machsheves, Malach Macher in the offer. So the word, the way you're running it, the reason of Rav Shimon is Rav Shimon being Malach Machsheves, it should be in those words. Just, if Huda agrees to those words, it's Mishum Dima Malach Machsheves Beguv Adover Malach Machsheves in the Mishkan. The words are just Rav Nigrul. If he at least my Avana, when the word of the Mishnah Berurah comes to say, the Chora sounds like only Rav Shimon holds Malach Machsheves and not Rav Huda. Kasha, I'm not sure. What? Gemara doesn't say that. Whereas I don't know if any Gemara says it. That says this is the reason. Oh, Gemara Chagigo. So the fun is this. No, that's the reason why it's a Tulim Baharo. Baha, that's the reason passes you. But not this the reason why Bishim versus Abihudo. Gemara over there saying he quotes the words of Gemara. But that's Gemara saying what? And this is the reason why it's Mechuba a little bit. Why this is my mocking for this halacha. But not that's why it passes Rav Shimon versus Rabbi Yehuda. Oh, this is the get of Rav Shimon versus Rabbi Yehuda. Those words are saying, why pass the poiskim, pass the bottom of Chad, Rav Shimon versus Rabbi Yehuda, also Rabbi Yehuda, the flow doesn't flow. Now, we mentioned that there was a nafkamina between Rashi and Tosfos, Lachosh and Tzikul Gufoy, that the Kabbalists might want to say, nafkamina is lasafik boy. You capture something to play with it. That according to Rashi, it has to be Tosfos for Gufa Dover, not Nichol Gedev Tosfos for Gufa Dover, Mashi and Tosfos. Has to be the according to Tosfos, it has to be in the like in the was the Mishkan, not nichlan geder of the Mishkan. Mashen you Rashi, that's the gevah davar. It's nichlan geder of the elus the gevah davar. Therefore, they want to tie in the fact that the Mishabura says, what's the case over here? Slow tzarif, put in the sachik. Put in the sachik, it sounds like you're passing like Tosfos. Now, Rabbi Yemeir pointed out, there's two ways to read the word lasachik. So lasachik means to play with it as a pet. Lasachik means over here as a sport. You capture to play with it. You capture it, why? Lasachik as a sport. I go hunting. What's lasachik mean? Does it mean a sport or does it mean to play with it? So Mishmur says, where's my mocking with the Rambam? So look at the Rambam. The Rambam says, the word the Rambam is, lasachik behem, play with them. So it sounds like, however the Mishmur drops the words behem. Says, you're going lasachik. Kamlo Chaz Nishi says, Avad the Rambam does not mean Lasachik Behem. It doesn't mean to play with them. Avad is Melachot Shehu Ufoy. Says the Chaz Nishi, Avad the Rambam means Lasachik Mitzad the sport. So you have a Chaz Nishi saying, Mike Rabbi Yemeir. Maisa of Nesiv Hashem wants to say the Mishimru means Lasachik Behem, to play with them. But the Chaz Nishi says means Lasachik as Mitzad the sport, Shabbai. What? Yeah, but then when we say Rashi Saita, so you don't have any right to have Mishabu Paskins. Kabbalist forms not commune as Lasachik Behem. Mishabu is Lasachik. And they're talking about two different cases. Lasachik Behem could make Rashi and Tosis. Lasachik could be two different Lachos and Tzuchel Gufay. Come do a sport, capture it and let it go. That's the value. You don't need the Gufa Dover. You don't need the Gufa Dover, not definitely Mishkan. So even though the Sivish almost have a right from Mishabu that he passed like Tosis, who are you to sound like William Bay, which Chadish does record in Sam Shanai Rambam, he's a Sakh, it's out of sport, you have zero right, you have no right to not Mishnah Brewer. The Iraqish story does discuss, even in the Chadish, he discusses, what about you capture something from the Gan HaChayot, to put in the zoo, is that Nichol, even when the Chadish, the Sakhik in the sport, what's the Gan HaChayot, it's not a pet, maybe it's Nichol to get of a sport. Fine, you blive Tzarachim, maybe in the Chadish agrees in this case, the Sakhik, I don't think so much there should be, as Rabbi Kim is giving me Makis faces over here, but fine, I agree with that. Fine. Adkan Siv Ches. Mam Kremis, he also said to do Sif Yud Beis. Now Sif Yud Beis in this, poor is not there, Lubin Beis Seisif, the Bialoch is Marach over here. What comes out as very big kitzer is that there's something called B'nai Harvest. You have domestic animals or pets that are under your shlito. Now there are three different levels of type of animals you can have. One, you can have an animal that's not, and then type of animal that can be a pet. One animal that's not your pet yet. You just bought it brand new. That means when let it go outside the house, it won't come back home. It's brand new. Eventually, it will be a B'nai Tarbis. It's not B'nai Tarbis yet. The second level is B'nai Tarbis B'mixas. That means during the day, they roam in the street. At night, they always come back to their corral, come back to their house. Like children, right? They roam, come back at night, whether you want to or not. That's the same thing with the animals. Fine. Then there's certain times there are people that they Tarbis B'ligamri, young children. They always have a shlita upon them. Whatever you stick on the hand, that comes to you. And they're always there whenever you want. Full and total control all day. Fine, so those are three different levels that you can have in the B'nai Tarbis. They're not B'nai Tarbis yet. B'nai Tarbis are Mixas or B'nai Tarbis Lagamri. What's a Lacha? All three are different Lachas. Not B'nai Tarbis at all. Not yet B'nai Tarbis. The Mishmur is very clear. It's in Deraisal. B'nai Tarbis Mixas, we'll get to, we'll see that we pass along to the Ramah, is the case of the Rabbanon. And B'nai Tarbis Lagamri, like a Paro of a Sus, is Mutter. There will also be this case of, let's say it's Moirit, let's say it's rebelling against you. Then the words of the Chabad also, the Goyim says it's deraisa, and if it's morad, then the Vada is in deraisa. Now, this machlokes over here, the Machabah of Mishnah Amor, is based upon two different sugyas. That our mission daf Kuvzain is mamshif and says that Chayav Oif Rishusoi Potter. Chayav Oif, that's in Rishusoi Potter. Directly Rishayna Potter means Potter of Alasa. Not only that, we had it early in the Amid. That every time it says Potter is Potter of Alasa, except for three times. It sounds like a chayv oif rishusoi, that's already yours, it's already caught, you're potter. Potter of a losser. Why are you potter of a losser? Void, the Bryson in Bayad Achav Dalit says, Avzim Tana Gerlam Mutter. That's clearly capturing geese and chickens is Mutter. So if a kasha effectively showing the mysterious Gemara's, or Bryson, the Shnayis, at one place it says potter of a losser, when it's already Ibnay Tarbis, it's domestic, ready rishusoi. At one time it says Mutter. So the way the Rosh brings down from the Baal Itter, then when it says the potter in our Mishnah means potter and mutter. Potter and mutter. I the Meister, potter always means potter and losser. Different ways of answering it. Some would say it's a hemshech of the Mishnah beforehand. Or other ones say, I'm talking about a case being married. Or the other ones say, the Taz wants to answer, talking about a bias godel, not bias godel. Different ways of answering this kasha. Bias godel with being married. With Meister, the way the Rosh says clearly, our Mishnah, the loch is when it's Benitabim, the Mixas, Meister, it's mutter. That's how the Maaseh Mechaber paskins. Mechaber says, "Knitavus Mitzvah." What's the law for right? Even on the Beis Yosef, it's very strange. You read the Beis Yosef, he went patal v'loser. He brings down no one who's mad to it. Come on, the Mechaber, and the Mechaber says, "Chayv oif b'shushay mutter." You seem to drop the whole Beis Yosef. Doesn't bring down the Cholkum over there. Over here came along and says mutter. Fine. That's mitzvah to do what the Mechaber writes. Less than Hilchos Yontav is masbe more, but over here doesn't explain anything. The Beis Yosef. That's the Mechaber. A second sheet is the going. The going come along and want to taino. And then the chilul between the avzim and taino goylim, chicken and geese is mutter. Mashing chayv oif is also. Therefore, amish in the case of chayv oif is part of loser. The sugya over there and beta is the case of avzim and taino goylim is mutter. That's the chilul. The bialach means down, doesn't like it. That's the going's malach. However, the way our Tosfos by also kavavim and beis is very clear. Tosfos also says by the case of Shabbos be part of loser. The case of yontif when the stomach is coming to eat them is going to be a case of being mutter. Therefore, Tosfos and the Bialach says the Rambam and the Ramban and the Agudo and all the Rishonim bring down. They hold that this Mahalach is the chil between Shabbos and Yontif. Those are the two Mahalachim. Again, it's either you have a chil between Avzim and Tanagolim versus Chayv Oif, or you have a chil between Shabbos and Yontif, or there's no chil. It means Motor, Potter means Motor. The Loch Lamais is very clear, according to the Bnei Ashkenaz and Cholopachos, the Mo and Zof, that the Loch is the chil between Shabbos and Yontif, goes like Shabbos is Osir, says Vechein Nikr, Shabbos Yontif is the Rabbonim. So it comes out, Lefidir Amor, the Bnei Ashkenaz, it comes out, Neitarbis Lagamri, the Maisa Parvus, is Motor. Adayin Znav Neitarbis, we did the Raiso, but Neitarbis, but Miktas, we Paskin, Amor Paskin, Great Iker, you even Iskir Abonim. Even Iskir Abonim. That means it sounds like a standard, the case of the Ramor being down, the case of a Chatul, of a cat, he ends up doing a Kashach, however, also twice of a Shabbos. Regular cat, besides in the Muks, it sounds like even Iskir Abonim, it's out Seidel. Now again, why is the Chori only the Abonim? They always come back, the Nichol and Gedev, Oimim and Nitzel. But since they roam during the day, it looked like you're doing a malacha on Seder, and therefore you cannot do a mice on Seder to it on Shabbos. And then there are bottom. They come along the Mishnah Berurah, and the place the Mishnah Berurah has eight limitations to this Chumrah. We're going to slowly lose me a lot because he has eight times he can't, it's mutlach had chilo, plus two more than the place coming down. One case, for example, he says, let's say it already is in a beaver cotton. And the place already is caught, not in the street, roaming in the street. Right now it's in your house, it's in the club, it's in the beaver cotton, I mean mutton or osir. So the pashas you read the tans. Taz sounds like it's Osir. How the place can be a lochem example from Godom, that Taz is loidok. And once right now it's in the beaver cotton, right now already is caught, it's not in the street. Therefore, the Mishnah says motor. The whole Issim, the Taz Mikzas is only one doing a Maisa Tzedo. He's not doing a Maisa Tzedo, already is in its claw, it already is in its cage, therefore it's motor.
And it's Mayur of the Osir?
I'm sorry?
As if not made Taz at all. The Osir and the beaver cotton, it's really solid.
No, it's even mutter in all cases. I mean, Mishmur points out, I'm saying as it has. So you want to know what they think otherwise. A second limitation to come along with Mishmur saying it's mutter is, let's say, as Mokum have said, the animals can get stolen. So they come along kids that's coming to capture them. And what the age of kids are, someone says 6 or 7 years old, they come to capture them and put them inside the club, inside his cage. The Mishmur says, from the Chayodom, Ein Lim Chos, don't make him a call, let them go do it. Now, call exactly why in Limchor, the 6 or 7, Limchor Mitzad, they will listen to you. I saw the Mishavul of Maisa B'Lai B'Tzorachin, why exactly they're coming to make up civilly in this case more than other cases. I'm not sure, but Maisa Mishavul brings down Lachla Maisa that we pass kids, Malcolm Hefson, can let kids go, we won't make Malcolm against kids capturing them. A third case to be Mutter, Malcolm Hefson said, Mishavul says, even Lachat Chilo, coming from Chayodom, is a case of Aide Goy. Now, the Lach is that a Goy is called a Shvus, it's a Miral Akum in the case of a Shvus. Over here, but Ephraim the court already, except only Dinu Abonon, so Shvush, Mokma Hefsid. Ayla Maisi, you learn Simish and Zayin, the Mishabur is Be'ika Machmer, and says Shvush, Mokma Hefsid, you cannot be Mekel. Pashas, it means over here, you have a Tzivah, the Mechaba Shito, and Mechaba over here says, it's Mutal Chadchilo, so therefore, it's Shvush, Mokma Hefsid, and Tzivah from the Mechaba, therefore the Mishabur and the Chayodim are Mekel Chadchilo to ask a guy to go capture it, if it will end up being stolen. A fourth limitation on this is to come along the Mishabur and says, let's say you just want to stand in front of it and make and let it should not run away. And also he says is mutter. Not getting an Isbir saying question, but he says limitation over here that you can stand in front of it and make sure it doesn't run away. A fifth limitation he says, can you make sure it runs into a bias godel? In case you cannot get a shchia achas. Again, they bring down from Chayodom, the grass says also. The law says if you can get them in a place where it's one Rabbanon with another Rabbanon, in fact that's them there really I'm even eating, except the Rabbanon Fedo. You put them in a place you cannot get them a Shriach, because it's a big room with a big corral. Also he says there's Nichol in the, it's not Nichol, it's the Rabbanon over here. A sixth limitation discusses, he says, let's say it can damage other people. says the Mishnah Berurah of Lashon Efsher, it can damage other people, maybe it'll be mutter. A seven nafkamina we had already in Sif Bav, by discussing Machlokes Tais Yonta versus Mogen Avram. Let's say already it's caught, it's in a room already, can you open the door and let yourself out and close the door? So come along the Be'alach, according to the Pirkei Avot, it says, since already it's inside the room, and you just do, and we're not glazed to close the door, and once you walk out of the house, you'll have to close the door behind you. So you have many tabits for mixas, you have chickens inside your house, many tabits for mixas. So he says, you'll have to walk out of the house, close the door. No problem, why? Because Nichol, if my shavka is called chai, what do you want a person to do? So if I do allow to close the door, you will not glazed in such a case. How we do say, let's say it's not bnei mixas, bnei tarbis, but mixas at all yet, you got brand new kind of girl, and he says, you can't close the door. Avadi, you have to tie them up. You can even Israel with the Rabbanim. But my say, if the bnei tarbis mixas, you have a case of Rabbanim, he says, you're not glazing not to close the door. Another, an eighth limitation, Mishnah Berurah caused in the Chayotim, is let's say when you call them over, they'll be nishma tachas yodah, they'll always listen to you. It says, that's not nichol anymore, the get of nei tarbis mixas, even though sometimes they are, we nichol the get of nei tarbis legamri, and therefore be motor. Those are what the Mishnah Berurah says, these eight cases and limitations. Two more cases, the place you bring down, one come along, the Chaznishan says, by Tzar Balachayim, by Akshash of Hesed, he's Mekel also. When Akshash of Hesed, together Tzar Balachayim, Chaznish wants to be Mekel, Kendai the Mishnah Berurah agrees. And the tenth case, the Be'alochim, the example of Master Binyamin, didn't see it inside, but the Binyamin of Master Binyamin, when Akshash can be a Hesed of the Behemoth, maybe it can also be Mekel. Now Mishnah Berurah sounds like he argues on that, but that's another head to the place you want to bring the Master Binyamin. Now these are all cases of Nei Tarbis and Mixas. But however, let's say it's but not Bnei Tarbis, then the Maaseh capturing me, even Isser Deraiso. However, what do you do in such a case to lead to Mokm Hefsid? So the Mishmuas have gotten in Zion, bring down the term Al Dei Goya, Al Dei Tinek. He's discussing over there by Bnei Tarbis and Mixas, there he's Mekel or Ein Limchleis. Maaseh Enke, Ein Bnei Tarbis the Gamri, the only time he wants to be Mekel, he says you can get a Goya to put in the Bias Godel. What? Because then again, you have two Rabbalans, Shvus. Of Amil Akim, but only the Bias Godel. Now you have to make sure that Goy doesn't pick it up, because then he got it already. He can chase it into a Bias Godel. He says, don't make them close, don't make a machal against the cotton. We're chasing the case of a Bias Godel.
You don't have a tier from college.
Sorry?
You don't have a
tier. Yeah, you don't have, that's a good point. So why over here was he Makel and Shazani was Machla? Good point. Not sure. Now, Bnei Tarbis Legamri, the case of Mechab is a poro asus, less than being morid. Now, what about a case of cats or dogs and stuff like that? So, even though the Mechab says a cat is Bnei Tarbis Mixas, Rabbi Yatis Aga brings down pets, like he rewards our dogs, cats, and parakeets, he says, the Bnei Tarbis Legamri. You can't die from the Matthias. Sometimes cats will come to you if they are. Pets will always come to you. Echlami. Even though the Mechab says cats, those days cats weren't pets. Forget, Meshuggah doesn't have, I mean, those who have pets, or the words of the Be'er Moshe, or Shuvah writes, Eil Meshuggah who have pets, or also the words of Shlomo Zalman, because Shlomo has no reason to have pets, Narishkeit, those days had a cat, or else mice. So then they weren't coming to you, they had no reason to come to you, they weren't your pet. Therefore, then Nechle get a Bnei Tarbis Mixas. As my Neinu, our animals, people have them as pets, before they're under your Shlita, and they always come to you, they're their best friend. Therefore, as people say, the more they get to know people, the more they want to have pets. So finally, the nechol again of Bnei Tarbis Legamri. The mitzvah changed. If they come to you, they'll come to you. Otherwise, certain times they won't come to you. Then the dog won't be, again, a new dog will might still be, even if it's a even in case they're right. Now, in Shiloh, let's say it's Bnei Tarbis Legamri. You have a pet, Bnei Tarbis Legamri. Let's say he's not my pet, it's your pet. So he's totally needed by you, but by me, he won't come to me. Can I, mitzad me, is the issue mitzad, not mitzad mokshim, mitzad seidu, mitzad me. So Maaseh Shlomo Zalman, Shulchan Shlomo, he says, once it's Eimim Nitzah for the Baal, everybody's Eimim Nitzah, even I can go take it. He's not going to come to me, it's no problem. He has no Maaseh Mokshim for it. And Rabbi Yad also no Maaseh Mokshim, says, Vadis also, he's not going to come to me. It's not, for me it's Dindu Rabbanu, but for me it's also. Sounds like a Shikol Das question, how exactly do you look at it? Do you look at every specific person, or do you look at the matzah that the etzim is? The etzim is Bnei Tarbis Legamri, so the maaseh me and for everybody in maaseh it's mutter. Or you look, should Bnei Tarbis Legamri, that's for him, not for me. Again, neither one brought any riot to it, like, you know, you can hear both sides.
Well, at least the guy's around, the
battle's around, or isn't it? I don't think, I'm not sure it'll make a difference. Just Messiah, first I'd like to thank you, Chavura, for the matana, for my son. And hopefully write a Kerstai letter. Void, I think I forgot ready for Hanukkah to say also Kerstai for Matano. I'd like to say Rav, and thank everyone for Kerstai. And thank you.
Done?